Section 2. What kind of knowledge in divinity is intended in the doctrine? There are two kinds of knowledge of divine truth, namely speculative and practical, or in other terms, natural and spiritual. The former remains only in the head. No other faculty but the understanding is concerned in it. It consists in having a natural or rational knowledge of the things of religion, or such a knowledge as is to be obtained by the natural exercise of our own faculties, without any special illumination of the Spirit of God. The latter rests not entirely in the head, or in the speculative ideas of things. But the heart is concerned in it. It principally consists in the sense of the heart. The mere intellect, without the will or the inclination, is not the seat of it. And it may not only be called seeing, but feeling or tasting. Thus there is a difference between having a right speculative notion of the doctrine contained in the Word of God, and having a due sense of them in the heart. In the former consists the speculative or natural knowledge, in the latter consists the spiritual or practical knowledge of them. Neither of these is intended in the doctrine exclusively of the other, but it is intended that we should seek the former in order to the latter. The latter, or the spiritual and practical, is of the greatest importance. For a speculative without a spiritual knowledge is to no purpose, but to make our condemnation the greater. Yet a speculative knowledge is also of infinite importance in this respect, that without it we can have no spiritual or practical knowledge. I have already shown that the Apostle speaks not only of a spiritual knowledge, but of such as can be acquired and communicated from one to another. Yet it is not to be thought that he means this exclusively of the other. But he would have the Christian Hebrews seek the one in order to the other. Therefore the former is first and most directly intended. It is intended that Christians should, by reading and other proper means, seek a good rational knowledge of the things of divinity, while the latter is more indirectly intended, since it is to be sought by the other. But I proceed to